We have soup, we have beans, we have
A room
things
by
that
the
they can really
counselor's
use for
office has shelves and shelves of canned soups, stews, beans, vegetables, boxes of cereal, peanut butter, and more. Granger High School counselor Brandy Oliver says it is changing the lives of students and their families.
When we got it here at Granger, I just thought this is such easy access for students and families that they can just go to the place that's closest to them.
This food pantry started around January of last year, and now Granite Education Foundation Director Brent Sevier says they serve 250 people a month.
Once this got started, and once kids were more familiar with it, they came into the school counselors and they started opening up about other needs too.
They partner with the Utah Food Bank. Sevier urges businesses and neighbors to give locally, not far away, right to their hungry neighbors through a service like this.
Families and students are familiar with our school, and they come to our school because they know that we will help them and we will provide for them. And so offering this is immensely helpful.
Granite Park Junior High now has a food pantry too, with many other schools asking for one. A mobile food truck visits some schools once a month, but Sevier says 65% of the Granite School District is at or under the federal poverty level. They have hundreds of refugee families, and they need services like this more than ever.
So we know there's a huge need, but because of the pride issue, a lot of them aren't coming forward, and yet it's the kids that are suffering.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.